It's a very big deal. It will really change the face of Detroit, nothing less than that, because it's so big, it's so iconic, it's so woven into the community, and its location. It's the first thing that needs to be evaluated, right? It's located on Madison and Randolph, and we get 40 million visitors that going by that Madison throat there. You've got what, four sports teams, three stadiums, seven theaters essentially adjacent to each other. This will be an eighth theater. It's really the best-selling, most attended entertainment district in the country. People don't get that. That's a very important thing. People are people. They kind of paint all 136 square miles with that one sort of 1,000 feet of Madison. So whatever we put on that street needs to really sing. It needs to really be beautiful. So that's one point. The other is, we have to be careful with our music infrastructure. Detroit has contributed more performing artists of world renown than any community in history. I mean, tip of the hat to Nashville and New Orleans, but come on, we're Detroit. The sheer abundance of music that has come out of Detroit, it's unparalleled. And so we have to be careful with our music education programs. We've been a service provider for decades with the Detroit Public School, Community District and in many other places. We know that we need to have this sort of after-school academy that is accessible to everybody. So we know that the new building, centrally located non-for-profit academy, to sort of turn that ship around and build back a lot of that musical infrastructure that's been lost. When Grinnell Brothers closed in 1982, it left the city of Detroit without a music store. I get a lot of parents who ask me, "Hey, where can I rent a clarinet for my son?" And I'll be like, "Oh, gee, that's tough. We don't have one in the city." So we're going to have a music store in that new building, again, centrally located. And if you look at the music industry, we have 350 businesses, in Southeast Michigan. They do, $2.5 billion annually. But where are they? I don't know where they are. They're kind of fragmented and spread out all over the place. So we're going to create some density with two floors dedicated to music industry offices. You're getting the idea. It's music, Detroit. Music and cars. You can go to Timbuktu and say the word Detroit, and they're going to say, "Yeah, cars and music." And I'll be like, "Yeah, we invented techno. Yeah, you invented techno."
Hit so many notes, so many points here. I just want to hone in really quickly on one. You said the clarinet, and first thing that popped in my head was I played the clarinet, and I looked for a place to rent one when I was younger, and there wasn't a place to rent one in the city of Detroit when I was younger. So, just bringing those type of things back, that's the first question, is just bringing music back to, number one, the people, the residents, but bringing it back to the youth, so that way you can start building up that momentum here in the city of Detroit again with music outreach.
Right. I think that we can honor our past legends while building an infrastructure for our future music legends. That is to say, it is something we do, Pia. It's really part of our culture here in Detroit. We make music. And I might add, it really does have economic impact. The other thing that I think people come to town and they're like, "Where's the music?" We tend to like be very unilateral in all of our organizations. I'm like, "There's music everywhere, but okay, but really, can you just show me where it is?" So this building will be a portal, if you will, for people to engage in the city of Detroit. We often say you really can't move the needle nationally without putting it all together. So there's a welcome center there. There's an all city venue ticketing kiosk there. And what that does is it takes all of Detroit's attractions and puts them on display in one single place right in downtown. you know, there's over 20 million visitors that come into town, and I'm not sure they're able to engage into the city of Detroit because they just don't know where to go. There's a lot of folks, you know, who drive in, and if you don't know somebody, you know, Detroit's kind of a mystery. Well, let's remove that mystery. So that's another way that we can, you know, use music and use our attractions and our culture to uplift our economy and, you know, really elevate the perception of Detroit. I think Detroit is going to be stepping out onto that world stage again. And everyone's going to be looking at this place that produced songs like Ma Sharia Moore.
Distant as the Milky Way.
You know, I could take you to someone's house in Berlin. I'll show you three products that were designed and built in Detroit. I think the world really wants to get to know us. And certainly folks that who live here, I think they also find Detroit mysterious. But if we put it all together, I think it's just a portal that promotes all of the institutions and organizations and all the artists and all the restaurants and all the museums, and it makes them very accessible.
Once again, you hit it right on the head. When we're talking on Culture Shift, oftentimes we'll have musicians on from so many different genres, whether it's punk or R&B or gospel or blues, whatever it may be, they all say the same thing. They feel fragmented. They feel as if they're not in connection with one another across genres, maybe even, or just even in the same genre. They don't feel like they're connected. And this is something that you're trying to do. I'm wondering if you all are mirroring what's happening or has been happening in Nashville for a while, a long time.
Oh, you know we have. We're looking at case studies. You know, we call it best practices. You know, we're looking at how some of these other music capitals have really harnessed the power of their music. You know, I feel like, you know, in a worst case scenario, we've kind of turned our backs on our musical legends. You know, I think that we can honor our musical legends because it makes sense. It's at the corner of good and well. You know, people want to know more about their musical heroes, and we're going to give it to them. So there is this great network of developed alleys in Detroit. So we also have an alley that separates the old music hall and the new music hall. And we're going to put a $3 million music exhibition in there. That's free to the people. You can just walk down the alley and you can learn biographical stories about your musical heroes. Whether it's MC5. Or Aretha Franklin. Eminem. You know, I think it's a great way to ease folks into that learning of Detroit's diaspora of all that we have to offer. And again, I look at the building. The building is you, Detroit. That's what we're going to do with the building. It's you. So we'll be holding workshops, you know, over the next 3 years while we're building it, of how organizations and how people can become involved in this building. You know, I want them to feel like it's their building. And I think by putting that all together in one centralized location, you're creating a density. You know, I remember Lizzo. I think I read in a newspaper that, why did you move to Atlanta? She's like, I didn't know where to shop my tape. And I'm like, you know what? She didn't know where to shop her tape. So by creating one centralized location, every new artist is going to know exactly where to shop their tape. And you know what else? They're going to learn about sync rights, and they're going to learn law, and they're going to learn merchandising. It's really a workforce development program that there's a building in New York called the Brill Building where you can find all of these things. Everybody knows to go to the Brill Building. So it's kind of like Detroit's Brill Building.
I'm
sentimental, man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciennes, trying to bring out the fabulous. Cause I give a fuck.